This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In a 5-4 decision with Chief Justice Roberts the key vote, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld President Obama's Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The U.S. economy that's been preparing for this can carry on, basically. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is live with me in Washington. Hello, John.
Hello, Jeff.
The key question was this individual mandate to hold insurance. By what essential reasoning did the court say the individual mandate is constitutional?
Well, not under the Interstate Commerce Clause, which was the original reasoning that Congress used as a justification, but under Congress's taxing authority, the justices said the individual mandate is okay. And by affirming that mandate requires people to buy insurance or else they pay a penalty, It means that the rest of the requirements in the law, which includes limits on dropping people who have pre-existing or chronic illnesses, or the caps on out-of-pocket co-payments and covering young people until they're 26 years old, the individual mandate is how the insurance companies can afford to expand health coverage like that.
Sure.
So this basically upholds the law.
Well, the court also said, this gets a little more complicated, states cannot be forced to enforce the mandate by the federal government by threatening to withhold their existing Medicaid money. Have I got that right?
That's right. And many states had argued that the federal government can't do that. The court says that the feds can do it, but they can't punish the states by withholding the federal government's share of Medicaid reimbursements. So if, you know, at least half the states challenge the reform law, and if they're allowed to opt out, that would have the opposite effect on what the individual mandate confirmation would do. Some states may not provide the additional income from the mandated premiums that insurance companies can use to expand health insurance coverage. So it is nuanced.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.